From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has confirmed to Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin that Syria is ready to help implement a ceasefire that's planned to begin on Saturday. The two leaders spoke by telephone on Wednesday and highlighted the importance of continuing to fight terror groups. The militants are not part of the U.S.-Russian proposal for a cessation of hostilities, and other groups are supposed to say by Friday whether they're taking part. The main opposition High Negotiations Committee has said its participation is contingent on the delivery of humanitarian aid and the end of seizures and airstrikes against civilians. U.S. President Barack Obama is hosting Jordan's King Abdullah II at the White House Wednesday for talks focused on the battle against the Islamic State and the humanitarian fallout from the war in Syria. Jordan has been taking part in the U.S.-led coalition conducting airstrikes against Islamic State targets both in Iraq and Syria. A White House statement said the two leaders would discuss efforts to counter the militants as well as ways to resolve the five-year Syrian conflict. A senior Pakistani official says 12 militants have been killed during a shootout on the outskirts of the port city of Karachi. The official says seven of the men belong to the Pakistani anti-Shiite Lashkar-e-Jhangvi militant group, while five were from Al-Qaeda's branch in the Indian subcontinent. He told reporters Wednesday that the militants were killed in the past 48 hours and were involved in killings of civilians and attacks on security forces. He added that officers recovered bomb-making materials, guns, assault rifles from their hideouts. This is VOA News. International relief agencies are racing to reach isolated communities in the South Pacific island nation of Fiji. That's where that was devastated by Cyclone Winston that killed 42 people. Aid workers began to arrive in the outer reaches of the archipelago of 300 islands. Winston destroyed scores of homes, leaving thousands of Fijians homeless and forced to take shelter. Meanwhile, Fiji remains under a 30-day state of natural disaster. Authorities in Nepal say a small plane crashed Wednesday during bad weather, killing all 23 passengers and crew. The aircraft was operated by the domestic terror airlines and lost contact with ground controllers on a short flight from Pokhara to Jomsom. Search crews found the wreckage just hours after the plane disappeared, and officials say the plane was still burning and bodies were scattered across the crash site. The senior U.S. naval officer in the Pacific warned U.S. lawmakers Tuesday that China is building its military capability in the contested South China Sea. Admiral Harry Harris testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
In my opinion, China is clearly militarizing the South China Sea, and you'd have to believe in a flat earth to think otherwise.
China, which claims sovereignty after most of the South China Sea, insists these are necessary defense facilities. The Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is in Washington for talks with U.S. officials and complained that other countries are illegally occupying Chinese reefs and atolls and engaged in large-scale military construction. President Obama Tuesday urged Congress to close a military detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. He said its existence does not advance U.S. national security, and closing it would save money.
Guantanamo harms our partnerships with allies and other countries whose cooperation we need against terrorism. Moreover, keeping this facility open is contrary to our values. It undermines our standing in the world. It is viewed as a stain on our broader record of upholding the highest standards of rule of law.
You can listen to all of President Obama's comments on Guantanamo Bay on our website at voanews.com. Amnesty International says in its annual report that respect for human rights regressed across Europe in 2015 as countries moved to restrict the massive inflow of migrants and put in sweeping anti-terrorism measures. The rights group's chief, Salil Shetty, says Wednesday that the world's richest political bloc, the European Union, with the exception of Germany, had failed migrants. Shetty also said several countries are sacrificing human rights and justifying it in the fight of terrorism. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.